This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to get to chat with this gentleman. I'm going to call him a scholar as well. Charon from Royal Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We are splendid. I have to say, is this year a bit boring for you guys, seeing as that you're not up for a Grammy?
It's crazy. There are a lot of things in life that you expect to happen. Being nominated for a Grammy is not one of them, you know?
I always said it was such a sneaky...
We're really excited, and God's good to us.
I always thought it was such a sneaky thing that you did because it was a debut album, and you're right up for a Grammy. I thought, who does that?
I don't, you know, apparently we do, but it's all God, seriously. It's not why we do what we do, obviously for awards and stuff, but to be recognized by our peers to say, hey, good job, you know?
Mm.
You have a chance at doing this for a living and not eat ramen noodles your whole life. You know, that's a good feeling.
Well, I guess since the success of the group, what are you guys eating now?
Still some ramen noodles, but, I'm eating a Pop-Tart as we speak, so life isn't too shabby.
How healthy, too? So you won't...
You guys, when are we coming to Australia?
Well, we were going to ask you that very question as well, so we should, I don't know, get diaries together or something.
We should kind of get together and make something happen here, folks.
Well, your people can speak to our people and we can make that all happen, and we'd love to have you here. I mean, Black and White, it is such a great album. Hold Me Together, of course, has been an absolute winner, but also there's just so many more. Make a Move as well, just been a huge song here on Hope in Sydney. It's a hard one to think, though. What's next? What are you guys working on now?
We are working on Super Secret Wonder Music.
Is that the name of the album?
Excellent.
Super Secret Wonder Music?
Lock it in.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would.
Our record label would never let us do that. No, we are kind of writing right now, but all of our focus is still on Black and White because we're on the largest tour that we've ever been on to date. It's a tour called Winter Jam. It's a 44-city tour. So we're kind of writing songs in the midst of that, but we're really trying to continue to get Black and White out there in people's ears.
Well, Tyrone, tell us how it all kind of began for you guys. Like, how did you guys actually meet, and then what was the process then of going, let's become a band and, you know, release such an awesome first album?
I just had an idea to start a band. So I went and started recruiting people, and I asked our guitar player DJ and our bass player. They both said yes. We had no songs or anything. So I wrote two songs with another guy, and we played them at one of our pep rallies, and everybody loved it, put it on YouTube and stuff. So we thought, maybe we could do this like a little bit further. So we started calling places and booking shows, and one thing led to another, and here we are talking to cool people from Australia.
Yes, we are cool.
Yeah, yep.
Thank you for that. Tyrone, you are a pretty cool guy, though, because you can dance. What about the other members? Was that a like prerequisite for getting in the band? They had to also dance?
No. You just have to like to get into the band. It's absolutely not based on talent. I'm kidding. we haven't really had to add anyone, you know, since Jared in 2009. We added our drummer, and I like to dance. I mean, we all like to dance. We all like to move a little bit, but they're kind of playing their instruments, so they don't get to dance as much.
Mm.
But, you know, we're working on that. We got a mean Dougie. Do y'all Dougie in Australia?
I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. No.
I mean, Cody Simpson Dougies. He's from Australia, right?
Yes. We're not cool, by the way.
Yeah, we're not cool. Sorry.
You're probably saying something that, like, someone younger than us will go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll come there and teach you how to Dougie.
Please. Well, I liked the fact that when you brought out your first song, you actually had dance moves and you had a YouTube tutorial, which was very good. For the new album, the new music, do you think you will also once again integrate that?
I think so. I think no matter what we do, there's going to be a dance element to it just because we love it as an art form, and we also just love it as a fun form. That fun is form. A term. just because it's fun and it brings people together, and so we always like the corporate.
That's cool. Well, look, we mentioned a couple of songs from the album before that have had a big impact on people. What about yourself? Like, when you hear Black and White, what song do you think is having the biggest impact, and maybe in your life as well?
I would definitely say our singles are having the biggest impact because they have the most exposure. But as far as non-radio singles, is Gravity, Pulling Heaven Down. As far as YouTube views, it's the most viewed, listened to song on YouTube from our album.
Wow.
And it just kind of talks about how we're dealing with adversity, but adversity is an opportunity to experience God's glory in a whole new way. So I think that message resonates with people and encourages people, and musically it's one of my favorite songs. So.
Fantastic. What about this new album or the songs that you're working on for the Secret Super? I forgot the name of the album now. Oh, no.
Secret Super Sound, I think.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wonder Music.
Wonder Music, that's it. You forgot the Wonder bit. What are some of the themes that you guys are now, like, continually writing about?
Man, you know, my wife's family has been through a lot this past 2 years. Her parents passed her, and there's just been a lot of, you know, how we just go through stuff, a lot of turmoil and things. And one of the big things has been this conversation about relationships and marriage and commitment in a marriage and faithfulness. So it's interesting. A lot of the songs that I've been writing are these, like, big songs about faithfulness and staying committed, just because my wife's brother has through some difficulty in that. And I think a lot of people go through these struggles. I know I come from a home that's broken where my parents got a divorce, and you're kind of just left in the aftermath trying to figure out, you know, what you do next. And so I think as believers, we have a responsibility to, when we say something, mean it. That's what the Bible says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And so we're writing songs about commitment and faithfulness in a broader context than just marriage, you know. But I'm really excited for people to hear, because I think it's going to really resonate with people.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.